Welcome to the Geeks Attic. We're live. We're going to talk about the movie Hook. With me, I have my wife, Ashley, from the channel. You want to talk about your channel or not?
My Green Nest.
My Green Nest. It's your mother or a father that would like to do a little bit more of the natural living type stuff. Go check out her channel. So we watched Hook, that movie from 1991, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Dustin Hoffman, Robin Williams, and Julia Roberts. It's the first time I've watched it in a very long time. We watched it twice this week, once with each other, and then we're like, hey, let's show it to the kids. So we showed it to the kids, and they were like bored for the first hour, and then everything, you know, got good. John Williams did the music, which you can pick out all the elements of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, all the stuff that he did. Composers like to duplicate their work a lot. But we watched it, and then we started talking about it today, and the conversation just went crazy with all our little thoughts and theories with the film. Right? I mean, here's the little summary about the movie. When Captain James Hook kidnaps his children, an adult Peter Pan must return to Neverland and reclaim his youthful spirit in order to challenge his old enemy. So, what do you have to say about this movie? What was the thing that you said to me today? You're like, something doesn't add up right.
Okay, so basically, I really enjoyed the movie before I complain about it.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I teared up at a lot of scenes, and I love this movie. Like, I still, no matter what, I think it's a great movie. But my adult brain wants to ruin everything. You know what I mean? It wants to ruin all of my childhood dreams. It's like, the logical part of me is like, well, then, how could this happen? This doesn't add up. And again, Matthew explained, it might be explained in the
novelization. Yeah. There's a novelization that the Paper Movies Book Club is going to be reading later on in the year. So this might explain a lot more than what the film does. Because the film feels like, I agree, I like it, it's a good movie. But it feels like there's a lot of stuff that's missing, a lot of awkward moments that
don't add up.
Weren't really...
Or explained.
Explained, elaborated on. Felt like maybe there was a lot of cuts made to the film to make it shorter, because it's like a 2.5 hour movie, I think. Yeah, 2 hours and 22 minutes. 22 minutes are probably credits, but yeah, there's just so many weird things.
Well, this is a problem I see in a lot of movies and shows that I watch. Even in Friends, there's just like writing errors that I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And I see this everywhere, and I feel like they should have taken a look at their logic and make it work a little bit better. I guess if you're doing magic and stuff, you can't always make it make sense, but some things just don't add up.
No. So Peter Pan, okay, he goes to Wendy's house, which is like in the original Peter Pan from, 1953? And she's an old woman now because I guess she kept coming in and out of Neverland. And she
came every spring. She visited Peter Pan. He came every spring.
Right. So when he goes back to visit her in London, Captain Hook like senses this and returns. He returns to...
Well, it seemed like Smeege. Is it Smee?
Smee?
I don't know his name. It seemed like he knew everything about Peter Pan. He knew his medical history. So he was like following him to find him for Hook. Right? Because he's like... He's like, oh, here's this. It's him because here's his medical records.
Oh, yeah. He did have all the records for him.
He knew everything, and the Captain Hook didn't.
So right.
I don't know if that's right.
Right. Somebody sensed it. And because, I mean.
Which we're going to get to the conspiracy theory.
I've got a lot of little theories here that get kind of out there and dark.
Are people online?
Yeah, there's people. There's someone's watching. Oh, okay. But anyway, this is the first like movie discussion that we've done like this. And the guy's name is Smee. Mr. Smee.
Hook's, okay. Like, I should have got my names right. Hook's, I keep calling him Smeege. I don't know
Smee,
why.
Hook's partner there is Smee. Hook, Smee, whoever it is, comes back and takes Peter Pan's kids to Neverland. And then Peter Pan and... Oh, his name isn't Peter Pan in the real world. It's Peter... Something else.
Whatever.
Panny. Peter Panny. Panilli. Something like that. But so then little fairy, what's her name?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell comes into the real world to speak with Peter and says, hey, yeah, you got to come back to Neverland to save your kids. Peter's been drinking. He thinks, well, maybe this is a dream. I don't believe in fairies. She starts acting like she's dying. Really weird. It's like she's putting on a show. Oh, and then she's like, oh, you have to clap to bring it back to bring me back to life. He's like, oh, clap louder, Peter, which was weird. No, did you not think that was weird?
I didn't think. Well, I couldn't tell if she was faking or she was being silly. That's what I'm saying. But I think she was just trying to get him excited. I think that was just she always encouraged him.
Maybe.
He hates Tinkerbell, but I think she was trying.
We'll get into that.
Who's saying hi?
We got Small Time says, hello to you both. I saw Hook in the theater as a kid. I haven't seen it since, but thought it was pretty good. Well, you need to rewatch it because we're going to dive into some
theories
here.
We're going to get into some deep crap.
It's on Netflix right now. Bryant VRM, Adam, hello. So then Peter, he gets knocked out somehow after he like claps for what's her name? Tinkerbell, who wakes back up. He falls over. She takes him to Neverland. Okay. Yeah.
Apparently she's one strong Tink.
She's strong. She's a little fairy. This is where, should I talk about it now? My theory?
First let me talk about what
go
I
ahead.
Have a
yes.
problem with.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So he kept in the movie, he says, or the grandma, it's like, Peter, don't you remember who you are?
Which is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy. Her name's Wendy. She's like, don't you remember loving me in the beginning? You know, I thought you would be there on my wedding day. And she's getting real close to him. Like, she sends his wife. First of all, her granddaughter is his now wife with kids, okay? She sends his wife out for tea and then gets, like right on him. And she's like, don't you remember that you loved me? Which I found really weird.
And he's just like,
what? He thought she was losing it. And so I thought that was a really weird thing to do because.
Yeah, she's like, don't you know who you are? And he's like, what? And she's like, give me my book, which is a book of Peter
but
Pan.
She talked to him like they were lovers. Like, don't you, like he was going to remember and love her again. And I felt that was weird when her, I don't know. I just felt that was like a weird, if it would have been me, I'd have been like, hey, you know, at one time you actually loved me, but I wouldn't be getting in his face like, oh, you love me, you know?
Yeah,
so that was weird. And then she continued to explain that you came back for me every spring. And it showed like clips of her getting older and him coming to her chair and taking her.
Like a 12-year-old boy.
But it only showed like three clips, like her as a little girl, then her as a little bit older and a little bit older. And then all of a sudden she's like 90 years old. And I'm like, so he didn't notice he was taking a 45-year-old? Like, first of all, did he stop three times? Did it skip? That's what I didn't understand. Did it skip? Like, did he just stop after she was like 20 and then he came back when she was 90?
That gets into the whole conversation about time. How does time work in Neverland?
But I don't know if he came back literally every spring after she had kids. Did she leave while she had kids? Because in the scene, it shows him coming back like three times and then all of a sudden she's like 90 years old. And she's like, oh, Peter, I'm too old. And he's like, oh. And so I'm like, did he come back every year and see her age or did he just come when she was young? So that didn't make sense to me. And then if she had gotten married and had kids, why was she leaving to go with the little boy to Never Never Land? I found that a little bit odd. And also, what I was like, well, didn't her mom miss her? Like, was she sneaking out at night? Does time go faster in Never Never Land?
Or
so, like,
slower.
She could be out for a night in the real world, but when she goes to Never Never Land, maybe she's out for weeks and then comes back. I don't know. It didn't really explain
that. Because that's what the thing is. When Peter Pan, he gets taken. Tinkerbell takes him to Never Never Land to go save his kids, okay? Has a conversation with Hook. Hook's like, oh, you can't be Peter Pan. You're old and, you know, middle-aged and fat.
You're a spineless old man or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, Scott. So then he has to go off to the Lost Boys, which are like the little kids of Neverland who never age. And I noticed, I'm pretty sure, a couple of the kids are wearing outfits from different time periods, which would make sense because if time is like eternity over there in Neverland, kids that came into it at a certain time would be dressed differently, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if all the Lost Boys came in together, if they just came in one by one. That wasn't cleared up, which I hope the book clears that up.
Yeah, we're going to
be. Where did the Lost Boys come from? I want to know. Like,
it's weird. We got to revisit the 50s.
But apparently, Peter Pan knew the Lost Boys. They were like a team. So I don't know if they all came in together at the same time. Were they all recruited by Tinkerbell? I know this from the original cartoon. Wendy was like a mother figure to them. So she would come and tell stories. And I think they mentioned that in the movie too, that Wendy said over here and told stories. So it's like that. I'm wondering, like, when did he stop getting her? Like, which he noticed that she was like 25 years old, 30. Did he stop getting her or did he just forget? And then like, oh, I need to go get Wendy. And then came back and she was 90.
Well, the thing is, like, we're like that. Trying to get through like the timeline here. When when Peter shows up and Hook's like, okay, well, I'm going to kill you. And then Tinkerbell steps in and says, hey, wait, let's have, let him try to remember who he is. And you guys can have your little war because Hook wants a war originally. Yeah, with Pan and the Lost Boys.
He got tired of just killing Lost Boys. He wanted to like fight somebody that was worthy.
Right. So they have this little conversation with Hook and Tinkerbell and they agree 3 days, then there could be a fight. So he gets shipped off to the Lost Boys after, you know, falling in the water, mermaids save his life, which is kind of comical and silly. But when he's there with the Lost Boys, they remember him, but he has no idea. He doesn't believe anything that's going on. And we noticed that through his training, like it felt like multiple seasons were passing. There was snow, there was rain.
Yeah,
there was
like, pick that up.
There was like high, dry, like a hot and dry period. So it seemed like more than just 3 days was going on. And whenever he shows up at the end, Hook was like, oh, it's already been 3 days. So it's fun. Does Never Never Land go through multiple seasons?
That's what I was saying. My theory is like when Wendy went off for not, I don't know how long she was gone to Never Never Land, but they did mention that she went with Peter Pan every spring. And I'm thinking, well, wouldn't her family miss her? So maybe, like we talked, maybe she just went overnight, but overnight Never Never Land was multiple seasons. So she actually got to spend a good amount of time. That's my only way of rationalizing that it made sense. Maybe time moved faster in Never Never Land. Because the reason why I think that's a possibility is because when Tink took Peter back to Never Never Land, the wife never acted like she missed him or was looking for her husband. She knew the children were missing, but she never acted like Peter was missing. It just shows her sleeping on the chair by the, you know, at the end of the movie.
Well, I noticed on his white tuxedo shirt, he had little footprints when Tinkerbell ran across his chest. They weren't there at the end of the movie, which is weird.
Well, why would that be weird? He did a whole bunch of stuff and changed out of his outfit.
But he was in it, I think, before he left. I don't know. I'm making so. Okay, I want to get to the weird stuff. Okay, you ready for the weird stuff?
Okay.
Tinkerbell.
Here we go.
Is into human trafficking. Okay? Do you guys agree? Listen, hear me out. The story unfolds with Peter Pan. Oh, how did you get here? And he starts going on this little thing about like, oh, when I was a little kid, I heard people talking about getting old and dying. And it's showing an infant baby.
And it scared him.
It was showing him. Yeah, he was like, oh, it's scary. I don't want to grow old and die. He was an infant baby.
In a carriage.
In a carriage. A way off, like his parents didn't care about him. And then he, like the wind blows and he rolls on all down a hill. And then it cuts down to where it's raining, right? Wasn't it raining on him?
It was like raining. He was crying. He was out in the middle of the road.
The carriage is tipped over and he's laying out in the middle of, I think it was like a park, like just a big concrete slab thing. He was laying out in the middle of it with a pillow on his head. And then the fairy comes and takes him away.
First of all, how did he even know what his parents were saying as an infant child in the normal human world?
I think Tinkerbell was whispering stuff throughout the years, like, you know, probably bringing him back to the real world to age him up a little bit and then takes him back
now
to Never Never Land.
Now, that's where I get confused, too, because the Lost Boys don't age, yet Peter Pan went from a baby to a 10-year-old. So, because he mentioned a 10-year-old, so he had to have been 10. That didn't make sense to me, too. How did Peter Pan age if he was in Never Never Land? Unless Matt's theory is because he did keep, and it did mention this, that he kept coming back and looking through windows for his parents. But it said that he didn't, but wait, it said that he didn't come back to look for his parents until he was older. Like as he was a little boy, he wanted his mom. Mm-hmm. So how did he age into a little boy?
Because Tinkerbell was bringing him back to like age him up a little bit. Because she has a thing for him in this movie, which I don't know. Did she say?
But how would she have a thing for a baby? From the start. That didn't make sense.
There's weirdos out there. Tinkerbell's a weirdo. She is.
She is weird, but like I wouldn't say she found some random baby and was like, oh, I'm gonna fall in love with him. Like,
well, she keeps making these weird hints towards it, you know, about like, oh, okay, Peter Pan, he's been training. He finally gets his little happy thought about how, you know, he's able to fly, which the other Lost Boys, they can't fly.
Yeah, that was my other question is like, what? And I thought that immediately. Like, first of all, they would be jealous if they couldn't fly too. And Tinka's right there. And they said over and over in the movie, all it takes to fly is some fairy dust and a happy thought. Well, Tink lives with the Lost Boys, but none of the Lost Boys fly.
Weird.
That don't make sense to me.
Right. She lives with the Lost Boys. She lives in a little box next to where they sleep.
Every time she sprayed dust, even on the... Here's another thing that's weird. She sprays dust on her way out to take Peter to Never Never Land in the beginning. And there's a couple kissing and the dust goes over them and they start floating. So it caused them to fly. So why wouldn't it cause the Lost Boys to fly?
Yeah, because there's a little thing where I don't know. Tinkerbell did something to Pan because she loves him. She makes it very clear.
The movie has some plots that are missing.
Yeah, and I'm hoping the novelization gets into
writing wrongs. I don't know. What do you call it?
Just some little errors or just writing things. I'm really sure some things probably got cut. There might be on the DVD or something like.
Yeah,
the deleted scenes.
Cut scenes.
Let's see if it's in there. Small Time says, "You've got me curious about this movie. I just found where Kathleen Kennedy was a producer on it. Oh no, you know she was good back in the day. She kind of lost her touch recently, but."
That's probably where all the writing errors came from.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a scene where Peter Pan, he relearns all the stuff that he needed to know, right? Because he was supposed to train.
Yeah, he finally realizes
He believes who he is. He goes and has a little conversation with Tinkerbell.
Oh, the hussy. This is where she becomes a hussy. Now, I didn't pick up on this. He picked up on this.
I am 99% sure in her little house, she has Peter's driver's license hanging on her wall, and she's like staring at it when he like comes over and says hi.
Looked like she was crying though.
Yeah, I guess. And because he's ready to go fight Hook, but he doesn't know. They have this conversation. Okay.
Actually, I don't think he was ready at that moment. I think he was just having a fun
time. He was like in his like Peter Pan outfit. You know, he's just like his hair's all changed. He's almost ready, and he's having a conversation with Tinkerbell, and she says, Peter, do you know why you're here? And he's like, oh yeah, to be a little boy and never grow up and have fun. And that's when my little theory, like thought came in here. It's like, she's a weird pervert for little kids. She makes a wish and she like gets big. She turns into like a full-sized human. Okay. She's taking advantage of the time, taking advantage of the situation because, oh, Peter's forgotten that he has a family and that he has kids to save. Okay, so
then she kisses him.
She kisses him, knowing that he has kids and a wife
to save.
She's trying to seduce him.
And she says, I've never wished anything for myself. This is the only thing I've ever wished for myself.
She was waiting for that
now,
moment.
You know, now that you mention it, that is kind of creepy because they cast Julia Roberts, which I told Matt, I don't think Julia Roberts was a good fit. Julia Roberts acted amazing. Like, she's one of my favorite actresses of all time. She did an amazing job acting, but she just wasn't right for the part because they needed a more petite, younger actress. I feel like they had more of a sassy attitude. And in the cartoon, Tinkerbell was in love with Peter Pan, but she seemed younger in the cartoon. Julia Roberts looked like she was like 27, 30 in this. Did she not? I don't know. She looked like a grown woman saying she's in love with the kid, Peter Pan. So the fact that she kissed him in a little boy state is kind of weird. I did find that.
Yeah.
Especially since she knew she was taking him away from his wife.
And then he's like,
wait,
oh,
I want to say something. Five women kissed Peter Pan while he was in Never Never Land. Grandma's hitting on him. Tink's hitting on him. Four mermaids came and kissed him. Like, he was the man.
They were giving him life.
Okay, but they were like, you know?
Yeah, okay. Watch out, we're in cancel culture.
No.
So Robin, okay, we got Mandalorian. Greg says Robin Williams is the bomb. Small Time says, now I'm imagining Tinkerbell being like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, which I found this out too. There was always there's a pirate. I thought that pirate looks funny. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, I want to do
that. Oh, yeah. What are the cameos? I
wanted to look things up. Glenn Close was actually dressed as a pirate man with a beard and everything. She gets thrown in a box with scorpions dropped in. And there's also another guy that I thought it was a police detective in the beginning when he shows up because
he
the kids
knows
are missing.
Everything.
I didn't notice the first time we watched it. It's just like, oh, there's just some guy acting. The second time, we just got a new like big TV, like a big 60-inch TV in our living room. So you can see things now. And the guy's face, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that is Phil Collins. Phil Collins. And she's like, what? And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Phil. I looked it up. It was Phil Collins. He was in it. So
yeah, you got to watch these movies not once. You got to watch them twice at least. And yeah. We want to watch it again.
Yeah, because
there's probably still little things that were.
Definitely. You know, Tinkerbell. I just, there's something.
But yeah, they definitely cast Tinkerbell wrong. I don't feel like she was a right fit. She did her best acting and she's an amazing actress. So nothing about her acting. It was just, I don't think her as a person was the right fit. But I will say the one thing they did right was the two people with Smee and Captain Hook. He was amazing. Like, he fit the character.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
He fit the character perfect. Yeah. Like, he made the movie really work. I felt like even better than Peter Pan, honestly.
Really? Robin Williams?
I thought it was better than Robin Williams is great and everything. I thought Robin Williams was better in Aladdin. I thought he really brought the genie out. Even, I know it's just voice acting, but I really thought he made Aladdin. He made that movie. Whereas in Peter Pan, I felt like it was the right villain. And just getting on a little tangent here, who they picked the wrong villain in the Disney movie was Aladdin, the new Aladdin, right? That bad guy was such a horrible Jafar. But I would say they did really good in this
one. All American Cornbread says, waiting for the sequel where Peter goes on Dr. Phil and outs Tinker as a groomer. Yes. Anyway,
was a groomer. Could you imagine? Hold on. Speaking of that, could you imagine if Tinkerbell was a Tinker Man? And it was like, Peter Pam, and it was like Tinker Man. And he's like, I've only wished to kiss you my whole life. Could you imagine the outrage that would have happened? But because the roles were, you know, that just blows my mind.
But that's what they would want today.
No, there would be outrage if it was an older man preying on a younger woman.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Like, it wouldn't work. It would not work.
Bryant says, Dustin Hoffman is the best Captain Hook. Yes.
He really was. He made it. And he brought a lot of character and charisma to the
part. But, like, on Captain Hook, though, with Tinkerbell, I think they're working together.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I think they're working together. Because, I mean, somebody took Peter's kids into Never Never Land. The only person that we ever see outside of Never Never Land is Peter, some other guy who lost his marbles, which is just like, he was insane.
Toodles,
I guess. Which I guess that was Wendy's brother.
Yeah, I think it was.
And Wendy was there before too, but none of them could fly. We never saw Hook. We never saw Smee. Somebody came and took those kids. Hook? I think it was Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell stole the kids. Made a deal with Captain Hook, said, yeah, you can have the kids.
I can debunk that theory.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
He says, you know what? You get me those kids, you can have Peter. And he'll forget in time. Because when you're there long enough, you forget about the real world, which is what happened to Peter. Yeah. So she is a dirty little fairy, and I don't like her.
But I don't know that she's the one doing it, because in the scene, it shows him, you know, opening up with his hook and him pulling his sword and all of that. So it hints that Captain Hook or one of his pirates were the ones.
It's a setup. It's fake. You can frame
people. I don't think so.
You don't think Tinkerbell had
I don't
a little.
Think it hints
she had a dagger. She had a dagger that she could have just swiped up the stairs.
No, it wasn't big enough. It was a little bit. It was like a toothpick. I don't think it hints enough for that to be a plot. I'm sorry.
You're wrong. What do you guys think? You think? I mean, yeah. Someone here. Where was the comment saying that? Yeah, All American Cornbread, little groomer Tinkerbell. I seriously think so.
I don't think she was with
the little kids.
I don't think she was so much sinister. I think she just had a fascination with Peter Pan.
But she had his driver's license on his wall.
She was obsessed with Peter Pan. She was a little psychopath about Peter Pan. She wanted him all to herself. And I don't know.
And there's like that awkward moment too, whenever when Peter first arrives and the mermaids like help bring him over to the island that they're all on. He goes over to Tinkerbell's little clock that she lives in, and she like in bed sleeping, and she looks up and goes, "Oh, you're here."
Yeah, I didn't get that. So she thought that he died, right? Wasn't it hinted that she thought he drowned or whatever? And she's just in bed sleeping like it's no big deal, like it's just any normal day. That was another thing to me. I didn't even mention this. That didn't add up to me in the movie. She's like, oh, you're alive. It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, I've been crying all night. I thought you died. You know, thought I lost you again.
She didn't care about his kids.
Yeah, and that was another thing. When she kissed him, it was like she just wanted him to think of her. And she didn't care if the kids died or not. Maybe she would have said, let's save the kids, but I'm not really sure.
Well, Brian V. Arm says, didn't Captain Hook and Tinkerbell conspire against Wendy in the Disney film? Can't remember. I can't remember. I don't know.
Tinkerbell and Captain Hook. Oh, I think they may have. I think they may have, but I can't. And that's another thing. I need to go watch the original, but we canceled Disney Plus, so.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They're, yeah, Scott, Tinkerbell is sketch. Agreed 100%.
He does not like her, and I didn't really think
The more
about
I think
it.
About it, the more pissed off I'm getting. She's a perv. She's a weirdo. But she's again, like, oh, yeah, oh, well, I guess Peter drowned in the sea. I guess Hook can keep those little tiny kids. Little pervert. Well, he's a pervert, too. No, he probably wanted a kid. Was never able to have the lost boys.
And that was another
he's
thing.
Like, I'll raise them
this
as my
is
own.
This something I brought up, too. I was like, you know, I kind of felt like Captain Hook was almost a better dad than he was before he went. Of course, that was the premise of the show, is that he lost his childhood character and was just all about business. And so he wasn't spending any time with his kids. He kept blowing them off and yelling at him. He just kind of lost his sense of what was important. So I understand it wasn't that he was a totally bad guy. He just kind of lost himself. But I felt like in the movie, Captain Hook arranged a baseball game for the little boy and was like, oh, my son, and like cheered him on. And I was like, he's almost a better dad.
He was trying to. And that's the thing that we noticed, too, like with the little girl. She was just kind of like pushed aside, like, oh, just go up in the tower.
He's like, flunk the little maggot.
Yeah, it was funny. But like when we started talking earlier about it, like, oh, how come there wasn't really much with the girl? It's like, she favored the mother.
Mm-hmm.
The boy was like, oh, man, I wish dad paid attention
to me. So she was able to kind of cling on and remember home because she kept thinking of her mom. Whereas the boy was upset with his dad.
He was conflicted. He needed a
And
a
then he
father
had this
figure.
Father figure sweeping in that distracted him, and it started to make him forget.
Yeah. Because he even, like, was wearing a little Captain Hook outfit, had a wig on and everything. But we've got Small Time saying, somewhere near Matthew is a corkboard with thumbtacks and yarn branching out from Tinkerbell to the Illuminati, Stalin, and Hitler. How did you know that? Brian VRM, I thought I remember Captain Hook giving Tinkerbell a bomb.
Yep, he did.
In what, the cartoon?
Mm-hmm. And then she almost died, and Peter Pan tried to save her or something. I can't really remember, but it's been a long time since I've seen
gonna
it.
Going to have to rewatch
it. I remember Tinkerbell did not like Wendy. So they did, I guess, kind of keep that consistent in the plot. And you know people are selfish, so I can kind of see where she would have him kiss him. Because people are selfish.
Taking out revenge on Wendy by like screwing over Wendy's granddaughter, Mora.
Oh, we didn't even get to one. Speaking of the granddaughter, another thing I thought was super weird about the movie. And I think they could have written this a little less tacky. So in the beginning, when Peter Pan, you know, keeps flying to get Wendy, his original love, and then he comes and she's 90 years old and she's like, I've forgotten to fly. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize you were so old. And she's like, Peter, don't you know that I've moved on? I have a family now. This is my granddaughter sleeping over there. Moira, was that her name? And he looks over and sees her, the grand. So he's in love with Wendy. You know, they thought they were going to get married, all this stuff. He takes one look at Moira and he's ready to go kiss her.
Yeah.
Like he instantly falls in love. So how awkward is that? Like you are in love with somebody. But I guess at the same time, she said, I've moved on.
She's like, no, Peter.
And he's like,
don't.
I'm going to go give her a kiss. And he's like, and she's sleeping, okay? So this is the creepy part. The girl is sleeping. And so it's like, it'd be like your ex-boyfriend coming in your window and being like, oh, you're too old for me, but I see your sleeping granddaughter over there. I'm going to go kiss her while she's sleeping. And he kisses her while she's sleeping, no consent. And I'm not one of these crazy, you know, like, I'm not for, but I think that's weird.
Should we get back
to the ex-boyfriend came in my window that I loved and, you know, just didn't work out because of the timing and everything. And then he goes over and kisses my granddaughter while she's sleeping. I found that really weird.
Well, it's also weird that she's Wendy. She loved Peter. He was a little boy. She kept aging. Why is Wendy in her granddaughter's room just combing her hair? Like her own hair in her granddaughter's room. And then Peter walks in. He's like, oh, I'm going to kiss her. And she's like, no, Peter, wait. And then lets it happen. See, they're all pervs in this movie. They're all about the kids. Somebody. Well,
there is a theory about pedophiles writing Peter Pan. I don't want to read it because I don't want it to ruin. Because I love Peter Pan. Like, I do. I love Peter Pan. But I can't help when I watch the movie and I see these things. And I'm like, that doesn't really make sense to me. But, you know, the movie is overall super charming. I teared up.
Somebody better call Corey Feldman and get him on this case. Seriously. Mandalorian Greg says the original Peter Pan is way better. Scott Johnson, I remember the cartoon vaguely. I don't think I've seen the live action. You need to see Hook. It's good. It's a good movie.
It is really good.
It's good. But when you start
I know we're tearing it apart.
When you look at it, when you really start to think about things, it gets weird.
Yeah, when you start tearing it apart and using a lot of logic and thinking, well, wait. Again, I don't see how the Lost Boys wouldn't be super jealous that they couldn't fly when the fairy's right there.
They can't get out. They're like, I miss my mom. They're being held hostage. She's keeping them there. She's...
You know, that does make sense, because she could take them back home.
She sleeps near them. Again, she keeps an eye on them.
But again, they're orphans, so their parents could have died. Their parents could have given them up, and she takes... Because I think that was the premise, is that they were people who didn't have moms and dads.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that
they were. They were runaway kids when they were infant babies.
Not Peter Pan. So yeah, that was kind of weird with the show. Like, oh, I ran away as a baby. And it shows this cart, like, rolling away in the wind.
I heard them talking about death, so I ran away.
And they weren't even talking about death. They were talking about, oh, yeah, he's going to go to the most prestigious college.
He's like 4 months old. He's like 4 months old.
Yeah.
Right? 4 months old. Ran away from home.
Yeah, what was the other weird thing? There was a couple more weird
couple
things.
Other weird things.
We should have wrote this down because we had a whole conversation. Oh, man. My mind was
we
exploding.
We go on this again. Like, Adam, you're in the conversation. We're going to be reading this later on in the year. Can't remember if we mentioned it on Paper Movies or not. So if not, exclusive, we're covering this later on this year. We're going to try to talk her into reading it too.
Okay, so one of the things I just remembered about the aging. So we kind of covered how Peter Pan aged up to 10 years old because Hook made a hint when later in the show, oh, well, I look huge to a 10-year-old, because he's like, oh, you look way big. You look not as big as you used to. And he's like, well, I look huge to a 10-year-old. So it's hinted that he was 10 at the time that he went to Never Neverland, but we know that he went as an infant baby. So he grew to 10 somehow. The only way that makes sense is if she brought him back and he stayed for periods of time. He'd have to stay in London long enough to age. So I don't know that that really makes sense, because like he didn't have a home to go back to.
Was Peter's shadow taking, like, because that was the whole thing.
But
Peter's
the,
shadow jumps off.
But the
off
lost
of,
kids don't age. But I feel like the pirates might age, but I'm not sure.
But I don't know.
Is death. You know, people die because they talk about killing each other and the Indians and everything.
Like, she keeps talking about the Indians, which I guess was a thing in the cartoon.
Yeah, and Peter Pan, the cartoon, he goes
and weren't
saves.
Talking about the 90s. There wasn't a, like, you can't put Indians in the thing. You can't put natives. They weren't doing that in the
90s. That was another thing I thought was weird, that they didn't include the Indian, because that was a big scene in Peter Pan, the cartoon.
Hook and Tinkerbell probably killed them all.
I don't know. He just says, I'm tired of killing Indians, and I'm tired of killing lost boys. I want to fight an opponent worthy. He wanted someone that was, like, not easy to kill.
Right. Right. Genocide of Indians and little babies. Hook and Tinkerbell are...
This is a great movie to watch
evil.
With your kids.
Seriously, though.
Seriously,
good.
Show your kids.
Good movie.
It's
good
amazing.
Movie. Music, amazing. But you could still, like, you know, you could pick apart all that. Like, oh, well, hey, I remember with The Lost Boys, I don't think would notice this one, maybe, but with it shows The Lost Boys, the music was very,
oh, it was so good.
Very similar to Return of the Jedi when it comes to the Ewoks. So it's like that tribal sense.
See, I'm not that nerdy. I didn't pick that up. But yeah. You know what? I did get excited when Peter Pan started remembering who he was slowly over time. When he used his imagination for the first time, that was a super cool scene.
So we got Bryant VRM saying, I read the Peter Pan book a couple years ago. It was pretty good. Small Time says, Peter Pan is like Highlander, staying young for a long time. Oops, I said Highlander. That might bring Matt Wilkins into this. Yeah, this guy, Matt Wilkins, loves Highlander. All-American Cornbread. If you say Highlander in the mirror 3 times, Matt shows up behind you.
Why?
This is true. He just loves Highlander.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wonder if he loves Hook.
Has the community imploded yet on him?
Whatever. She's talking about some drama stuff that happened a long time ago that she found very humorous. The Star Wars is just a very comical community. But yeah, Hook, I liked the film. But when we talk about this more and more, the more like hatred I have for these characters and the weirder it's like.
I still love it. I don't care how stupid and weird it is. I still love the film. There were some really touching scenes in it. I mean, there were some things that you can take away, like when one of the strong points for me as a mom is when the mother was saying, how long do you have left with your kids? You only have a few good years where they want you around, and then you'll be begging for their attention. And she was being real serious, and that kind of made me tear up. I was like, that is true.
If things change when you have kids of your own, you hear lines like that.
Yeah, everything is so much more emotional when you have kids. Before, I'm just like, man, this is boring, yeah, you know? Like, and now I'm like...
And it's something else that was very relevant still to this day. And like this being in 1991, he had a phone. He had a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Still, phones always getting in the way and interfering with family time.
I related to that.
Always.
I felt personally attacked.
Cancel Holt. Hook. I don't know why I said Holt. Hook.
Wrong
it's just
movie.
Yeah. But, you know, Hook, when he wakes up back in, like, the real world, I'm confused if it really happened. It had to have happened because the kids come into the window. You see the kids come into the window, but then he has these things where he sees that Smee like sweeping and he's like, oh, I'm having trouble with the missus. It's like, well, wait a second.
Why was Smee in the real world?
Did he escape?
Why was Smee not with Captain Hook? Yeah, that was kind of weird, like an unexplained, and it didn't make sense. Of course, I mean, you got flying boys, you know, flying Peter Pan and fairies, so I guess it doesn't have to be explained. The other thing that didn't make sense, too, was that Toodles guy, he's like an old man, like an old senile man. It's like, I lost my marbles. And Peter Pan, you know, he used to be a lost boy, and I assume he's Wendy's brother because he was still living with Wendy at this time. And when Peter Pan comes back from Never Neverland, he's like, I found your marbles. And he gets real excited, gets the marbles, and then he's like flying, and he's like, oh, yay! And he just like takes off, just completely leaves everybody. And I found this to be weird because Wendy's granddaughter, who's married to Peter Pan currently, what's her name? Moira. She wasn't even like, oh my gosh, this guy's flying. Like, she was just like,
bye.
Like, she just believed Peter, you know.
What was his name?
Who?
Toodles. Toodles.
I think it was Toodles. It was something like that. Something weird. I found that a little bit weird. Like, did she believe in Peter Pan beforehand? Because she didn't act surprised in the least.
Well, let's hear. This just occurred to me. The end, Hook dies.
Mm-hmm.
The giant alligator that took his hand was
killed. Peter Pan took his hand. Remember, he keeps saying, you cut off my hand the whole time.
I thought
and fed it to the alligator.
Oh, ew. Weird.
You didn't hear that?
I thought that he like...
Because remember when he's like, can someone give me a hand? And he's like, I already did. And everybody goes, ooh.
Okay. For some reason, I thought the alligator bit. But he killed the alligator. He was scared of the alligator and the clocks and stuff. Well, he kills the alligator. It's giant. It's like in the center of the town. There's a big clock in its mouth that doesn't work. None of the clocks work. Hook breaks them all. I think that was like the thing, wasn't it? The clocks were ticking inside the alligator. That's why he was scared of clocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because death was coming at him or something. Well, the dead crocodile in the end of the movie falls onto Hook, and Hook gets sucked into it.
And disappears.
And then there's like, you know, the comedy, like, oh, look, the alligator belched. Where did the alligator, like, was that another dimension?
Yeah.
He's getting sucked into another dimension? Because when he got cut, the Hook's hook went into the alligator's stomach before he died, okay? Before Hook died. He stabs him, and then a bunch of green gas pours out of that hole in the alligator. Remember what happened when the doors burst open before the kids disappeared?
The green gas. I don't know. That might be just coincident. But I didn't finish saying something about Toodles. He's this old man. Like, he looked like he was 80 or 70 something. And he wants to go back to Never Neverland and live with the lost boys out in the woods. I mean, where did he want?
Perf.
I mean, it just seemed weird to me. Like, I understand if you were younger and you wanted to go, but...
Well, he might have been so old had the mind of a child.
Reverted back to a child. I don't know. It was kind of funny, but, like, I didn't really get it, I guess.
He just wanted to relive his youth.
And the teddy bear. Did you talk about the teddy bear?
The teddy bear. There's a teddy bear that we saw in the beginning of the movie sitting on a table or something.
Like, it looked like an old beat-up teddy bear.
Yeah. And then when Peter Pan is in...
Never Neverland.
Never Neverland, he finds that teddy bear.
The exact same teddy bear. Mm-hmm. When he's in Never Neverland, he never took the teddy bear with him, but it's the same teddy bear. And he's like, he remembers it. He's like, oh, this was my teddy or mm-hmm. Wendy's brother's teddy. I can't remember. Because I remember in a cartoon, Wendy's little brother had a teddy bear in a blanket or something. I remember there being a teddy bear. But he remembers the teddy bear, and he's like, this was something I brought up too. Is like his happy thought to get him to remember to fly was him becoming a father. Like when he saw his old home and the where him and Wendy used to tell stories and live, he started remembering his past. And that's then he remembered how he met Moira, which is where they start telling the story of how he kissed the granddaughter. And then he's like, oh, and then we had a baby. And then he's like, my happy thought was Jack, which was their first son. And so he's like, as soon as he started thinking about Jack and becoming a father is what made him be able to fly again. So I found it kind of odd that you have to hold on to your happy thought in order to continue to fly, because he starts falling when he forgets about it. And Tink says, hold on to your happy thought, Peter. He remembers and immediately starts flying. He's soaring through the air. And it seemed like right after that scene, he started forgetting about his family again. Like he reverted. But I'm like, if his thought was, I'm a father, that was what kept him flying. And how did he forget about his family momentarily?
Because I guess when he started to revert into that childlike mind again, innocence came back and he wasn't thinking about that. He was thinking about all the fun he's having. Like, oh, this is fun. This is my happiness.
That's plausible.
So
that's plausible.
Yeah. But I mean, I still want to know where that alligator, what dimension was that?
Yeah, did he really, did Captain Hook really die or did he go to another place?
Sequel.
Yeah, I'm surprised they never did a sequel about Never Neverland, because it's kind of like, to me, I was thinking about this today, it's like the Star Wars universe. You could tell different stories from someone else's point of view and still get a really good story, still have Captain Hook in it. I feel like there's more they could do here with the story with fairies and the mermaids and the Indians. There's so much to it that you could tell more than just the story of Peter Pan. But my question is why did everybody love Peter Pan so much? He was like the hot rod. Like, he got all the ladies.
He could fly. He had that cool sword. It's like gold. But here's something else, too. When Hook, we were talking about, oh, do they get old and die? I don't think so. I think everyone that lives there is, like, immortal. And like
Pan the Avenger is back. Who's that?
Pan the Avenger is back. Oh, yeah, he did say that. Peter did say that. He said Pan the Avenger is back when he arrives on the ship to fight Captain Hook. And then when Captain Hook loses the kids, Peter's got him back. He's walking away and Hook's like, I wanted to fight. Captain Hook says, I'm going to come after your children's.
So children. I guess that hints that the pirates don't age either.
No, they live forever.
But here's the thing. Why are some of them younger and some of them are older? If they're not aging.
Because that's just how they enter into Never Neverland. Why are the pirates there? Grown-ups that want to never continue to grow old?
And again, that would make sense if Peter Pan, when he went there, he was 10. But he went there as a baby and aged up to 10 somehow. So that's where it's confusing.
Tinkerbell wanted him to, grooming. Bring him back till he ages up a little bit more. Bring him back in. Let him age up a little bit more. Small time. The next thing... you'll tell me is that Robin Williams did a movie where he dressed up like an old British woman so he could spend more time with his kids.
About his kids, there was another thing that I found wrong as a parent with the movie. And Matt said, he had an excuse for him, of course, but I just kind of felt like this was kind of weird. When Peter Pan's flying and he sees his son Jack dressed up as Captain Hook and they're standing there and he's flying around fighting all the pirates, he looks at Jack and he says, I remembered what my happy thought is. And do you know what it is? You know what it was? It was you, Jack. It's not you guys, my kids. It's just you, Jack. Who cares about the little girl that he has? No wonder she was about mommy. No wonder. You know what I mean? I kind of just felt like that was a little messed up. But Matt said.
Think it was just like the thought of,
maybe it was his
having
first.
Having your first kid. That's like my happiest but thought as a parent, was like I'm when not you have your fly. First kid. You get two of them. You're like. Oh, somebody needs to watch this one so we can go have the other one.
Well, I mean, as a parent, I'm not going to fly up to, Asher while Ruth and Abram are captured and be like, oh, Asher, you were my happy thought. But I guess, again, in Never Neverland, you forget a lot of things. He probably forgot at the time he had a daughter. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's possible.
Maybe.
Because she calls for him and he hears her. Because he didn't immediately go to look for her. He flies to get his children back, but then he sees Jack and he's concentrating on Jack, but then he hears his daughter and he goes to get her.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian VRM says, this is reminding me of my daughter's first Halloween. Wife and I, well, wife was Peter. I was Captain Hook. My daughter was Tinkerbell.
Oh, that's good. Cute.
And I actually received a meme from Adam.
It's hot up here.
Saying that there's this meme that reminds him, this conversation is reminding him of, it says, Peter Pan was an angel that held kids' hands when on their way to heaven or Neverland. That's why they never grew up. All those kids were dead.
Ooh.
Boom, childhood ruin. That's pretty funny.
But that doesn't make sense. That meme doesn't make sense. They couldn't be dead because he literally said, I kill lost boys in the movie and kills Rufio at the end.
He's Satan.
No, that doesn't make sense. Satan, if you're in heaven, Satan shouldn't have access to kill you.
Well, he still has free reign.
So debunked.
Free roaming.
I'm debunking everybody's childhood.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we kind of might have ruined childhood, too. Okay. With the whole conversation. Tinkerbell, she's a...
I know we've destroyed the movie, but still, like I said, the charming things were about it was the acting, and Robin Williams always brings his A-game. Captain Hook was my favorite in the whole movie. I loved his character.
He was really good.
Even the mother was good. She seemed really convincing. The grandma got weird. You know, she was good. She was a good actress. She did get weird when she was like, oh, Peter, you loved me. You know, like, that was weird. I was like, okay, grandma, calm down there.
Woo.
Smee, I love Smee's character. He was really charismatic. And I liked it when it was really funny when Captain Hook would feel sorry for himself.
He tries to commit suicide.
Yeah, and this would never fly today. He's like, I'm going to kill myself, you know? And he's like, don't try to stop me, Smee. Don't try to stop me. And Smee's like just standing there like an idiot. And he's like, don't try to stop me, Smee. Don't try, you know? And then finally he's like, stop me. Stop me.
And then he comes over.
Get your A over here.
He stops him and he's like, never do that to me again, Smee. He uses earwax on
his mustache. No, he goes, would you think I am a sadist?
Yeah, that's funny. Really a lot of good. Yeah, all the stuff with Hook was fantastic. Small Time says, maybe Neverland is some bizarre purgatory. And then All American Corporate says, next time you do one of these videos, you should put a tinfoil hat on. Okay. Give me a bizarre movie where there's like these questionable things, and yeah. Okay.
We'll tear it apart. I'll find something. I was shredding Toy Story apart today earlier.
Oh yeah, she started going on that. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could do that.
And we love these movies, okay? It's not a matter we hate the movie.
Yeah.
It's just you start thinking, well, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, well, that don't make sense either. And then it just leads into, it's like a vortex that you just get sucked into.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Rob D, hey guys, Matthew, your happy clapping in your Queen's Hope video needs to become a meme on this channel. Okay. I actually could make a GIF. I'll have to take that clip out and do it. It's a video that I posted. It's comical. But yeah, I think that wraps up the conversation.
Does anybody have anything to add? Or do you guys remember anything weird? We'll have to watch the cartoon.
Yeah, either rewatch
and then
the
we'll have to tear it apart.
But
too.
Then, like, I can't remember the exact month. I think it might be May. Adam, if you're still in here and you know, we're going to be reading this in the Paper Movies Novelization Book Club. You guys need to get this and read it. If you haven't watched the movie in a long time, find this. It's cheap. You can find it everywhere.
You know,
and just
cool.
Read the book with us, because this might explain so much more things.
Yeah. It might explain the loopholes we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is there a way we can show them clips of the movie in the live? Because I think it would be more helpful if they like could see clips of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't.
I guess you'd have to just pre-film that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that stuff. I'm not that smart.
We're not that technologically advanced.
Small Time says, what grade would you give the movie?
I don't know. I really liked it. We should have thought about that before doing
B plus.
Yeah, B+. I would say that's fair.
Music was great. Acting was great.
It's got Robin Williams in it, so you're going to love it.
I mean, the flaws that I have with it are just like, it feels like there's things missing.
And that don't add up.
Like I know, like on the Paper Movies novelization thing, we talked about Alien in January. When you watch the movie, there's things that happen, like kind of weird cuts, never knowing that. You didn't think about these cuts happening until you read the book, and you're like, oh, wait. So much more was elaborated on.
Let me say what I really did love about this movie is, first of all, it's a 90s movie. So it's got that 90s charm. Everything's not over political, which is probably why they got away with doing a lot of the things they were able to do. So you got that going. You got Robin Williams. He's just the man. And to me, a movie really, really gets it if it has a pretty good story, like an imagination, you know, something different. Peter Pan is a different type of story. But if they get their villain cast right, I feel like they really did good. If you don't cast the villain right, the story just doesn't. There's been a couple movies we saw and we're like, the villain just doesn't give off. You know, the villain was cast perfect. And then the music was good. And then I also liked, Matt said this could be a disadvantage or an advantage, but the movie starts off really slow. And it almost seems like a completely different movie until about how many minutes into
it? An hour.
It's like an hour into it. And then all of a sudden the movie changes into a fantasy. Yeah. But it starts off like you're just watching a typical 90s family movie.
Well, you know, I would even say a family movie because, I don't know. It
almost seemed like it's a Christmas movie at first.
Yeah, because it is during Christmas time. They have Christmas lights and
The slow progression. You got, you know, today if you were to watch the same movie, they would have showed him for like 5 or 10 minutes being a jerk and he would have jumped right into turning into Peter Pan. I liked how you got to know him as just this spineless, money-grabbing, you know, business guy that did, you know, he did care for his family, but he was just consumed. I like that you really got to know him that, and that he didn't just immediately jump into remembering that he was Peter Pan. It was a progression. Mm-hmm. And so it made it that much more exciting when he did become Peter Pan in the movie. You're like, oh, cool. Now, cool, he used his imagination. Cool, he just like did a flip with the sword. Cool, he just saw a shadow. And then you're like, you're just waiting for him to fly. And then he does. And you're like, oh, that's cool. And it's way more magical, the buildup, than how they do movies today. Mm, so I feel like definitely. They got that right. When the music, and there were certain parts of the music that I thought was excellent.
Oh, yeah. Music was fantastic. It's just when you know music and you listen to it a lot and you love soundtracks, you listen to the same artist and you pick the things apart. You're like, he's using the same stuff.
And the sets. The sets were so cute. Like when the kids come flying in on the ropes and it's like, you know, the cute ships and the pirates. It's like magical. Like you feel like a kid again.
And we were talking about that when we were watching. Like, this would all be CGI now.
Yeah, and it would have to be, like, super cool. But this had that charm to it that you just don't get. So I definitely think that there were some really good parts.
80s and 90s films were the best.
Yeah, they don't even have to make sense. As long as you bring that charm, good music, and good acting.
But less pedophilia would be great. But, Brian, we are...
Other than that, if you can get past that.
Yeah, little Tinkerbell... weirdo. Bright VRM, I wish I could imagine food and then eat, it appear like it did in the film. Yeah, just like think like, oh, I'm just gonna eat an apple and you're actually eating an apple. That would be awesome. Rob was talking to Bright VRM. There would be a McDonald's everywhere if I could do that.
Oh, wait, we didn't mention one thing that we thought was messed up. There was another thing. So I said this and Matt was okay with it. One of the things was the boys risked their lives. One of them lost their lives to help Peter Pan for 3 days, getting him into shape, helping him remember who he was.
Rufio.
Yeah. And then going to fight helping him to fight the pirates. And as soon as he gets his kids back, he's like ready to get out of there. And I was like, that kind of seemed messed up. And all he does, he doesn't even try to like help them or anything. He's just like, here, you're the new leader. Thank you guys so much. And he flies off. And he's like, I can't stay. I got to go home. And they're like, and they asked him something like, we won't see you again. He's like, oh, I'll always remember you. But he never says, I'll come visit you. I just kind of felt like, wow, they just risked their life for you. And you just abandoned them for the second time.
Yeah, I was thinking, before I get to it, Scott says, John Williams wrote the music. Yeah, you definitely pick that up when you're listening to it, the soundtrack. Is that Rufio, Captain Hook kills Rufio with a sword through his chest, which is like, the leader of the Lost Boys before Peter Pan shows back up. They just left his body on the pirate ship.
Yeah, the boys don't even seem to go
back. They went back, but like, it's like, oh, he's dead. Bye, Peter.
I did think about that too, but I thought, well, maybe after Peter left, they went back to bury him. But I would think, yeah, that's the thing. He could have went and buried Rufio before he left. He could have done that. Rufio basically died for him. Mm-hmm. That makes me mad. Now I'm mad.
C-. Bryant says, I just noticed Peter seems to be the typical first name for a hero. Peter Pan, Peter Quill, Star-Lord, the Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Yeah. Yeah. Small time. Don't forget Peter Bradley. Bryant Barron. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there that's awkward and weird. But I just don't know.
He could have easily flown over there and grabbed Rufio's body and buried Rufio. Had a little thing. Encouraged the guys, spent maybe a little more time, but Matt brought up the fact that he might have got scared that if he stayed there any longer, he may have forgotten again who he was and wouldn't have been able to get back to his family.
Falling back into that trap.
So I'm thinking that might be why he was in a rush. But still, I still feel like take 2 seconds out of your day and maybe go bury the 13-year-old or whatever, however old Rufio was, that just died, took a sword for you.
Yeah. And, you know, also, whenever Peter finally does get back home, Tinkerbell is there. She's like sitting on a statue or something. And she's like, Peter, that part in your brain where, or what is it?
Part between dreaming and being awake. I'll always be there. Loving you.
Yeah.
So it's almost like she's leaving an option open to go back to Never Never Land. Like that hope is still there.
That part where you don't have any control of yourself, that, you know, you're in between sleep and awake. I'm going to be there.
You in your sleep. Okay. That's, I'm sorry. I shouldn't joke like that. But yeah, she was a little creepy.
She's very creepy.
Yeah.
Need to watch it again just to verify that the driver's license is there. I'm 95% sure that it is.
And I also want to see the cartoon because I know she was obsessed with Peter Pan in a cartoon, but she was a younger woman. She wasn't like a full grown seeming woman, like in the maybe I'm wrong about that, but I feel like she seemed younger. So it'd make more sense for her to be in love with a kid.
Brian, right. BRM says you both need to do these types of streams more often. Thank you. Maybe we will.
Don't worry. Come on here and I'll tear everything that you guys love apart.
I'll have to talk to her about it. Yeah. We'll come up with something, but we definitely need to do that. But,
I want to look into that. I read something where they were saying that, and we need to look into this and do this stream again, because I read something where Peter Pan was based on pedophilia. And I don't know if that's really true or if that's just a left wing thing. I don't know. And I just want to look into it. I mean, when we're talking about her kissing a little boy and stuff, it kind of makes, I don't know, but I read something. There is a conspiracy theory about it. And I think we should look into it just to see, you know, just ruin our childhood movies just one step further.
Is Peter Pan based on, I don't want to type in the word. I'm not going to do that.
Based on pedophilia.
Yeah, I'm not going to type in pedophilia on my computer. Yeah, okay. It's kind of weird. You never know what that could bring up. What is Peter?
No, you have to write it because that was what it was. I saw it on Facebook or something.
What is Peter Pan
based on? And that's before we saw this movie.
It's not going to say. Well, we'll do some more research. The dark origins of the boy who never grew up.
Oh, see, we're going to have to research this. Watch the cartoon and see if we can find any more behind the scenes of the movie. Maybe there's some deleted scenes that would make this movie make more sense.
The original story was written by a man named J.M. Barrie, who had an unsettling obsession with young boys.
Told you!
The author was 6 years old when he lost his 13-year-old brother, and he couldn't cope with the trauma. He couldn't grasp the idea he will continue to grow, and his brother wouldn't. He used the pain in his works, giving the stories an eerie undertone.
That's sad. So maybe it wasn't a pedophilia thing. Maybe it was just a
It even says, this is on historybyday.com. It says, beware, this may ruin your childhood. Weird.
Yeah, and you know, that's the same for a lot of the Disney movies, the old ones. I'm not talking the new ones that they have now, but a lot of the old ones have these really dark origins. You definitely don't want to look into The Little Mermaid because that one will ruin everything you ever thought of The Little Mermaid. That one's tragic. There's some other ones like it.
Definitely going to have to look into this. See, I just feel like we're on something here.
We're on to something big, guys.
Going to get this movie canceled.
Hashtag cancel Peter Pan. Yeah. Cancel Hook.
Good gosh. Rob D says, John is also a common name for a hero character. John Whip. John's
Rambo.
John Rambo. We've been watching Rambo. Mm-hmm. We bought 5 movies of Rambo.
We're on a Rambo kick right now.
Got to watch the last one. We'll be all caught up on the Rambo. Scott John says, it's based on a 1904 play. Yeah. But what are the origins of the play?
And in the movie, they open up with the play.
Yeah. Which is all based off of
the book that Wendy wrote. Or no, she had a friend that wrote it. Talks about it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, they wrote the story on us. Which makes me wonder, how old is Peter Pan for real?
Yeah. Yeah, because he doesn't remember anything from... What was it? She said you were 12 or 13.
You were 12. She said
you were almost 13 when you decided to stay here and live with Myra. And you don't remember anything before then? So how long was he in? Of course, it was all through Wendy's lifetime. But, you know, So it shoots up to 90. So we know. But he didn't discover Wendy right away. He grew up in Never Never Land before he went to. So he could be really old.
Yeah. They're saying Brian's best name for a hero is Adam. Just saying. Rob D. Rambo Last Blood is okay. It's better than three, but that's it. Okay. Keep that in mind. But I think we should wrap up the conversation. It's fun. I like talking Hook and our theories. It's disturbing now. It's really disturbing.
I know. I've got so many more questions.
I'm going to have to read that one article. But guys, thanks for joining us tonight. Be sure to check out her channel if you're into the whole motherhood thing. And
send your wives to my channel.
Your wives, your girlfriend, your moms could watch her, well, I guess, for younger moms, right?
I don't know. Like, just anybody who wants, I just run a channel on anybody who wants to live an more eco-friendly, young parenting, you know, probably doesn't fit this niche at all.
It doesn't.
So but, it's really hard to give me a shout out because, or vice versa. I guess it's easier to give him a shout out because there are a lot of cloth diapering moms who love Star Wars. So it's probably easier for me to, but that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. So, guys, again, thank you so much for joining us this conversation. Hopefully we could come back again with another movie sometime soon. Maybe turn this into a regular show. We'll talk about it behind the scenes. But anyway, guys, have a good one.